When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux Community.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, what's up on this gorgeous Minnesota Monday?
I have a question for you. Cam Talbot.
Yeah.
What's his background? Did he ever win a cup?
Oh, no. No, he has been in a couple playoff series, the main goalie for the Oilers, and then last
I thought he was with the Canadians at one time. Nope. Wasn't he? Never the Canadian goalie.
The Canadians. He went from the Rangers to the Oilers to the Flyers very briefly, then to Calgary.
And when the goalies hit the market last year, free agent goalies, was it him and Fleury, or was there anybody else?
No, Fleury wasn't out there, but there were a handful.
You had to trade for Fleury.
Yes, exactly.
And people knew he was out there, right?
Yes.
That you could trade for him.
Yes.
But Talbot was the number one free agent goalie in all likelihood.
I don't remember, Dex. Do you recall, was Talbot the top free agent goalie? I thought there was like five free agent goalies out there, and they were all sort of...
I would say before he opted out, it was probably Holtby. Holtby was up there.
Okay.
And he went to Vancouver. Lundqvist, who opted out because of the heart condition, I believe
he's
he was up
48.
There.
Yeah. But he was still.
I think Talbot was seen as a
second, the third tier.
Yeah, solid goalie, but not a.
Best he ever played before this year? Then
he played a ton of games for the Oilers one year,
and he was good.
2017.
And he was very good. And then the
was
next
that
year,
when
he was
they
awful.
First had McDavid and made the playoffs, or not?
Oh, it might that have been. It might have been. I don't recall.
Okay.
But he was really good, and he played all the time, and then the next year crapped out completely and got sent to the Flyers. They basically dumped him.
Okay. So he's had a goalie's background then.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been up and down. But, of all the things Guerin's done, identifying the goalie is A, right?
Yes.
By a large margin. And has he been the first guy to say this team can't win unless they get a goalie for the playoffs? They can't win in the playoffs. They got lucky with Doobie the year they traded for him, and he came up and he went insane.
Yep.
He went insane. Was he the first year he wasn't good in the playoffs either?
I think he was okay. He never won him a series. Like he never won them. He might have won him a game or two at times, but he didn't. He was not consistent, and it got into that cycle of the weird goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that man found a way to give up more weird goals than anyone I've ever seen.
So I was reading. I didn't see the first period, but I was reading that it would have been 3-0 with their previous goaltending at the end of one,
3-4-0, and the game would have been done.
Yes. So, how old is he now?
Who's that, Talbot?
Talbot. Early 30s?
33, I think.
33. And how long did they sign him for? Three?
3 years. Okay. $11 million, which is dirt cheap.
Total?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was definitely in that next tier of guys where he wasn't bad.
Weren't there rumors that he wanted Fleury?
Yes.
Guerin?
Yes.
He had Fleury, right?
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So what did they have to give up for Fleury? Quite a bit? Vegas?
No, expansion draft. Pittsburgh exposed him.
No, but I thought he was available to be traded this time. I thought you could have gotten him this time.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know what the price tag was. Because I don't think that the Golden Knights were going to give him away. But, yes, he was available.
Well, did they think they had another goalie?
Leonard, who they traded with the Blackhawks last season for. And he's really good himself. And he played in the bubble. That's when Fleury's agent, Alan Walsh, put out a tweet during the playoffs in the bubble last year that had Marc-Andre Fleury making a save and had a knife through his back photoshopped in. As a protest about what the Golden Knights were doing to his client.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it created a huge...
So then this was what caused people thought he'd be traded.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And then he ended up...
And he was phenomenal yesterday.
So, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I looked at the lines. You know, I don't usually study lines. I looked at the Vegas lines. What's the big deal? How do they win the division? They don't have anything. They don't have, like, guys. They don't have Colorado guys. The Wild's got, you know, they don't have anybody in Kaprizov's, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody in that level. What's the big deal? Two years ago, when they were first an expansion team, they had a better roster than they have now. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Just looking at the guys, well, Mark, it's just a bunch of nobodies.
Mark Stone is really good.
Okay.
Marcia's show is good. Their problem now is Pacioretty's out, and I don't know when he's coming back.
Who's he?
He's the guy that they got from the Canadiens, and he can score. Mm-hmm. And he is their issue right now is without him, they don't have a ton of guys that can score.
So
they can set up, but they can't.
So we're
going
to see 2-1.
Yeah, but I mean,
series. I said by today.
I'll take it because what
my
we saw
big
Sunday
observation
was
today was.
Yep.
This team wants to play Vegas in the first round because you don't need goals. If you play the other guys, 3 will get you a tie, right? In all likelihood,
yeah.
3 will get you a tie.
Yep.
And if you play, you know, you play these guys. And 3 will get you the worst lead in hockey. Mm-hmm. 2 goals, you know. You'd be I think they'll. I'm not predicting a sweep, but I think they'll beat them.
They can beat them, yeah.
Well, they're nothing. I watched most of the third period, overtime. They didn't do anything for me.
But Vegas. That game was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It was a 0-0 game, but you had a lot of offense.
I hate them.
Well, I saw your trolling tweet.
I cannot take it.
Which I give you credit for.
I am an impatient human being.
You don't say.
And when you're watching a baseball game, yes, it moves slowly.
Yeah.
But you can read the paper. You can look online. And then if somebody gets on base, you can look.
Yep.
Soccer and hockey don't work for me because I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours and – that was close. What close only counts in horseshoes. Who cares? You know, you can, in the modern media right now, in the modern times, now back in the day, you used to have to watch a whole game to see the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can see a goal 12 seconds after it scored. Just look online, right? Somebody, they scored. Let me go look at it. Okay,
but don't you enjoy the pace of the game? Like, the pace of that game on Sunday was fantastic. Soccer, because you've got to love the strategy of soccer. Yes. Hockey just moves.
It would have been fine if it was 3-2, but come on. 60 minutes. What did it take? 2 hours and 20 minutes? 2 hours and 30 minutes to play 60 minutes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
No goals. Come on.
But it was great saves.
Yeah, but who cares?
Okay.
I want a goal. I want some, because I'm saying if I sit there and watch for 15 minutes and there's 3 or 4 great chances, I wasted my time. Nobody put one in the puck. Net. I can't take it. I cannot. I'm clicking all the time during a hockey game. Mm-hmm. I got to click.
And baseball's a perfect clicking sport.
Baseball's a perfect clicking sport.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention.
Plus, you can anticipate when something's going to happen.
Yes.
In hockey, you can't. You cannot anticipate.
You have rules of what you like in sports. Yes, hockey doesn't fulfill the requirements.
I want to look up and say, okay, then now power play. Okay, fine. Let's look. I don't know. Very disappointed in today's headlines, though.
Oh, hold on. I got the paper right. I just picked it up off the counter out here. Let me see here. Sports.
What's the most, page. Even though it's no longer the newest, what's the longest? What's the most famous casino in Vegas? Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
You know, it's not the newest. It's okay. Not the greatest. But what is? The fountain. Caesar Palace, okay. Right?
All right.
When they go to jump over the fountain, where do they do it? Caesar's Palace, right?
Okay.
What's the most famous quote in the history of death? Et tu, Brute, right?
Okay.
Et tu, Brute. So we got Eck scoring the goal.
Yep.
Eck scoring the goal in Vegas.
Yep.
Right near Caesar's Palace.
It's true.
Eck to something. It's got to be, the headline has got to be Eck to something. Eck to Vegas. Eck to Vegas. You know, in other words, you know, you to Vegas, you know.
Yes. So, yes.
So. You got to have Eck 2 in the headline.
Why didn't you call it? It's your paper. Why didn't you call
it
on them
Twitter?
Up?
Nobody. I was asking for. I said, okay, we got Eck 2.
You know how many people would get that? Unfortunately,
I said, we got Eck 2. Who's giving us the headline? Who's giving us the noun? Oh. What's the noun here? It was too bad the goalie wasn't B something. You know, Billy Smith or somebody like that. Eck 2, Billy. That would have been perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, I was definitely wanted to use Eck 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't buy this Eriksson Eck stuff. Why don't we just call him Eck? It'd be the greatest. You put it in any headline.
Oh,
you
yeah,
want
it's
to.
A great, yes.
Eck, it's the greatest for yeah, the headline.
Eriksson Eck ruins everything.
Yeah, why do you have to put Eriksson Eck in there? Just give me an Eck.
I think I've seen Eck at times
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
like Eck. I've seen it used just
what
Eck.
Do you think his teammates call him? Hey, Eriksson Eck?
Yeah.
No, they call him Eck.
Well, it probably Ecky, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because in that in that sport, they had a Y onto everything.
You know who would be a great hockey coach? Rocco.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
And Gardy would have been, too.
Yeah, puts the IE on.
Gardy put that on everybody.
On the everybody. But, hey, it's you know what? I've said this before. To me, not being the world's biggest hockey fan, when I go to a game,
yep.
When I go to a hockey game, I need a crowd. I need more than in any other sport.
Sure.
To get into it.
Yes.
Now, the Wild is terrible compared to the Met Center for if you're in the press box.
Yes.
As far as absorbing.
Yeah, because you're so far removed.
I mean, yeah, you're way up there, and it's really hard to absorb.
Yes.
The madness.
The Met, you were sort of in the
Met. You were right above it.
Yep.
You were right above it. They were in
the smoke came in.
They were on
at
the
you.
Sides. They were on the face, and the place was
yep.
rocking and rolling, and one level basically. It was great, and it's hard at the X for a media guy to. I mean, you're up there.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You have no idea how loud it is. You can assume, but at the Met, your hair stand on your arms, yep. You know. And but still, I don't think any sport, for me, needs the crowd. Because I, you know, Mr. Anti-Hockey, I loved the 2003 playoff run because, A, we had Jock. B, we had this plucky outfit that had no business beating either of those star-laden teams. But you could also go and absorb what these guys had gone through. You could go in the damn locker room then, you know. You go in the locker room, you could, you know,
oh, yeah.
You'd get the thing outside the locker room. You'd have Jock standing there after practice. A playoff run in Zoom time sucks. Because part of it is seeing these guys in front of their lockers after some ball-busting one goal like last night.
Mm-hmm.
One after yesterday afternoon to see what they went through. I don't deny that hockey players a playoff run by a hockey team is the most grueling thing in sports. And to not be able to see that and attempt to relay it to the people is just, it's brutal. Because it's, absolutely, I mean, because yeah, that's where you would see, you would, oh, yeah, see it.
Well, that's where you shared insights that people couldn't see.
Yesterday you would have saw Talbot just like exhausted, yep, sitting in the corner.
Instead you see him on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah, after he's cleaned up, yeah, basically, or, you know, no, he's settled,
yes,
down.
I agree.
It's really, it's tough to, well, every sport's tough. Yeah. But this one, I mean, you could cover football with Zoom, right? There's enough nonsense going on. You don't like it, but, you know, you go in the, like, sometimes you go in there.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is, Pat? The problem, I think, is this across the board in sports. Our value is in seeing things that no one else can see.
Yes, right.
Right? So we go in locker room.
Nobody now sees routinely. You,
yeah.
Know,
but, I mean, everyone can go to the game or, yeah, watch the game.
Yes.
And if you just listen to a guy talk about the game, mm-hmm, okay, I get that. But, you know, to your point, seeing a guy in the corner or, you know, seeing a guy, I don't know, doing it, or how teams work,
yeah,
like dynamics work, that's all lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal because to me, that's our value.
Yeah. 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 That's, I guess, what I'm trying to
say.
So,
yeah. So I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, 03, 40 some days. It was great.
Well, you could tell, like, how
it was
how,
great. It was like, ah!
Yes. And, like, a guy like Walls was wound so tight.
Oh, God.
But it was fun to get that feeling.
You could see what Wes Walls, a fast-skating, mediocre talent, you could have locked him in the arena and he'd get 3 goals in 10 minutes, you know? I mean, he'd miss the net half the time. But what he put in to becoming generally, against those two teams, Vancouver and Colorado, being one of the 3 or 4 best teams on the ice. I mean, players on the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see somehow.
Well, he drove Forsberg up the wall.
Somehow, yeah. Forsberg, big, strappy,
great player.
Powerful. Yeah, and you don't, you know, it's to me, that's the love of hockey is, I mean, the passion of hockey has got to be absorbed by being around these guys, yep, and you're sitting up at the top talking to some guy on Zoom, and, you know, tomorrow night, 9:10 start, good luck.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me a very insightful column from back here in Minnesota with a 9:10 start in Zoom era. And these quotes are useless. We feel obligated to use them, you know?
Yeah.
Because you sit around and people are expecting them when they read a media report, right?
Yes.
But, you know, and what the hell? A guy like me with my marginal hockey background at best, worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do at 9:10? You want me to analyze what I'm watching at 9:10 in the night? I spend half the time saying, who was that? You know, who's out there? Who's on the ice?
My favorite one is still the Canucks game, yes, one, right?
Yes.
In Vancouver.
Vancouver.
And they were going to use your column. And you're like, well, that's fine, but I got the Wild winning.
Yeah. No, I called them up. I had an early.
Yeah.
You know, and I called them up at 2 minutes to midnight. Because midnight was the absolute drop dead bloom. And I said, use that early. And they said, well, we already put it inside for a sidebar. It's already in there. And I says, so send us what you got. And I said, I got the Wild winning. Give me 8 minutes. I gave him one of those nevertheless leads. You know, because this was still in 03, print was still the big deal.
Oh, you know, hell yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was not.
Yeah,
we had online, but we never wrote anything.
We didn't write for it.
We didn't write specifically for online. So when did we start doing that? Maybe 5 years after that, maybe 2008 or so, something like that.
Yeah.
But in 03, the whole thing was, could you make print deadline? And mm-hmm. they scored with 1 point.
And Vancouver.
1.2 seconds.
It was Trent Clot, right?
Yeah, I believe 1.2. Yeah, that's right. Last time I saw him, I told him what a jackass he was for scoring that goal.
Vancouver, British Columbia, not favorable to Midwest deadlines.
No, it isn't. I remember being in that plane, though. Were you with us in the plane the next? You weren't there, were you?
Yeah.
We were on the plane.
Yeah.
And they're going to play, you know, they survive, and they're going to, so we're coming back for game 6. Because they could have finished him off, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they could have finished
him. Because that's where Bertuzzi said, don't buy your tickets.
They could have finished him off.
Yep.
And then we're on the plane. I got my cell phone in the morning. I call up my travel agent. And I said, who's on the trip home? Mary Anderson, you know. I said, who's on the trip home? Because you got to come back here for game six. And there's like four guys. And I said, she can get you a ticket for $900. Yep. We spent $3,600 or $4,500 of the company's money in like 3 minutes, Mary, booking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, you didn't know who many people agents. Were flying back. Oh, God.
I forgot about travel agents. Man, were they convenient.
Oh, I miss her. She was the greatest. And I...
they made life easy.
Bob McNamara's daughter, I was doing a piece on the tennis program being dropped, and Bob McNamara, big booster, raised a lot of money, and his daughter is the head of the Baseline Club. She said, you know, I talk to you a lot. She said, why? And she said, because you'd call up and say, where's Mary? Mary's not answering. I need a ticket.
Yeah.
But those were great, man. Who's left? I guess they're left to book excursions.
Yeah, but you can't call. Like, can you still call now and get a ticket for Los Angeles?
I suppose.
I mean, you go online now, and
if you
save the fees, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a big... if you're a big client, I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
That was, that was fun. It was great, but access is.
But I will say this, Pat, the game itself now is so superior. Because that was game against the Ducks.
What shocks me, hell, that was boring.
Is that a terrible
but
game?
But what shocks me is how you get the playoffs, you still don't get, I mean, during the regular season, there's more goals that. You get to the playoffs, it's still grinding, man.
Three of the four OT and the Florida-Tampa Bay game.
You people like OT.
Yeah.
I hate OT. Because
You weren't meant to be a hockey fan.
They can still be playing.
This is a breakthrough.
They can still be playing.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it great. It's only in the playoffs. That's why I like 3-on-3 in the regular season.
I get the solution. I gave it to you. 10 minutes of 4-on-4.
Uh-huh.
Start off overtime.
Uh-huh.
Then 10 minutes of 3-on-3.
Uh-huh.
Still tied, face-off. Middle of the ice, whoever wins the face, sudden death,
you know,
face-off.
What?
Wouldn't you like to see that scramble?
Why don't you worry about your own sport? Why don't you fix baseball?
Wouldn't you like to see that scramble? If whoever wins,
I'd punch the guy.
Whoever comes
off
away
the face off, I just punch
whoever
the guy.
Comes away with the puck wins the game. It'd be great. It'd be like the Flyers.
Yeah,
it'd be like the Flyers. And how would you like to be the ref saying?
Tampa Bay in Florida last night. Man, that looked like 1985.
Oh, they fight each other?
Oh, yeah.
Who won?
Tampa Bay won late.
Did they? Yep. Overtime?
No, breakaway late in the third period.
Was every game one goal?
I think so.
So far?
Yeah. Yes.
The first three were overtime,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
4-4.
Yeah.
Oh, it's magnificent.
Oh, God, it's the worst. No, you know, it's not bad when somebody scores in 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But if you
Eck ended the game quickly.
Yeah, but nobody in the world can watch... Three overtime guys scoring at 17 minutes because the other team's all laying on the ice from exhaustion.
Fix your own sport. You got enough problems. Call your guy Manfred.
Well, yeah, but you can't have this system that all year you play 3-on-3 and then all of a sudden.
Well, baseball's doing that.
Yeah, I know. They're idiots.
Guy on second.
I told you about my softball game. I had a doubleheader yesterday morning.
Okay.
So Lukey's, the 10-year-old boys had a game. Pretty damn good, 3-2. Guys catching the ball, throwing it to first, throwing it to the right base.
First baseman caught the ball.
First baseman catching the ball. Okay. I think it might be 11-year-old, but he's 10.
That's good. Yeah.
But it was good. Mm-hmm. And they're playing Montemita, which is good and everything. And they had a third baseman. They hit him the ball. He'd fire it over, and the first baseman.
Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman. And so it's 3-2. It's okay. So then I go to see Abby's 12-year-old quote marks, fast pitch game. Mm-hmm. You know, 12-year-old girls. And this is not like A-team, super duper. This is not the A-team of that age group for Woodbury, I don't believe. For Eastridge, I don't believe. But I
I get there because I waited for Luke's game, so I got over there, and they were in the midst of a 10-1 rally in the top of the seventh as the team they were playing, I don't know who, had a little trouble. There was, I think, the last four runs when the catcher didn't catch the ball and they came running.
It's like
home.
A Twins game.
Yeah, it looked like the Twins on steroids, right? So now I think it's 21-11 or something.
Okay.
I see the start of the bottom of the seventh. They put a runner on second base.
No.
In 12-year-old girls softball. I'm saying base runners is not an issue in girls softball.
Pat, was it an extra? So it was extra innings?
Yes, it was the seventh.
But that's because fast pitch softball does the international rule. They've been doing that forever, right?
But this is 12-year-old girls softball. International softball where the score is 2-1 and the pitcher's throwing 97 miles an hour from 43 feet is a little different than what I was observing yesterday.
32 runs so far, and they put a guy or a gal on second.
Get her on a second. And I'm going, God. Then, of course, I went into one of my tirades that had all the parents looking at, what is wrong with this guy? They didn't even know. So they're using the softball rules. Okay. So this, we stole. So basically, baseball stole the second base rule from softball.
From fast pitch softball.
Yeah. And I don't blame them because if they had two good pitchers, they could play 12, 13 hours waiting for somebody to get a run because they're good pitchers. Throw 300 pitches if they have to.
Yep. So.
Speaking of softball, boy, did our gals get the short end of the stick. They've qualified as the second Big Ten team. They got to go out to UCLA, and they play Fresno. But UCLA is like the dynasty of.
Didn't they get the? Didn't they have a scheduling problem in the playoffs a couple of years ago too?
What?
No. I thought the Gopher softball team got sent somewhere that we all were.
That was the year that the year before they went to the tournament.
Yeah.
They were rated number one in the country and did not get to host a regional.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I think they got sent
they
south.
They were deemed that the Big Ten was so weak and the schedule was so bad. And then they went to Alabama or something.
Yeah.
I forgot to look. But last year, I believe, all 14 teams from the SEC were in the field. So that is kind of seen as the power conference. Maybe Vanderbilt missed, but they... Even Traxel made it. She's kind of a dummy, but anyway, the Gophers are going out to play UCLA, which is
it's a good trip.
Yeah. What the hell?
Not a bad trip.
Good trip. Yeah, after only playing Big Ten teams. Anyway, so I suppose we should. That was you were watching hockey, but the Twins worked as hard to lose as the Wild did to win yesterday. You had to work hard to lose that game. Mm-hmm. They actually came out, played damn well. They were ahead 4-1. And here comes Maeda, Ace Kenta, boom, boom, boom. And now you're going to get out of it 4-3. You got to. And Rortvedt, our defensive catcher, because he can't hit, but he's, the guy's standing in third. He's running the guy, running Andrus back. And he says to throw it instead of just keep running after the guy and end up with two guys at third and take your pick, right?
Right.
And then Andrus, a wily old veteran that he is, kind of leans over, bumps him, and falls
down.
That's
a basketball move.
Falls down like Grayson Allen.
Yeah, it's like the foul.
It was.
Great.
Tie ball game. Rocco tried to argue, but it doesn't even make any difference if the guy took a dive.
Right.
If you didn't get out of his way, if you bumped him, he would have had to, Rortvedt would have had to run over, like, if you're going to toss it, you got to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Where Andrus just turned right around and ran into him. It looked like Rortvedt didn't even know what the hell was going on. But then after that, then they, Kepler had a good game. Now he might be hurt. I see he's got the bad, hip or something. They said,
I didn't see that.
Slight ham pull. We got him out of the game.
Oh, okay.
We got
Thank God.
We got him out.
Thank God. Thank God they took him out.
Doc Doc Rocco got
I hope he makes it.
Rock the Doc. That's his new nickname. Rock the Doc. That might be or Doc Rock. Which one do we like?
Doc Rock. It sounds like a movie character.
Doc Rock got him out of the game.
Thank God.
This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained.
Yeah, I saw he was playing pretty well.
He swung a bat for a couple of days. Polacco's been swinging a bat, but man, they can figure out a way to lose.
That Kep tweaked his hammy, according to Doc Rock.
Yeah.
Running the bases.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad they got him out.
You know, I have a solution for injuries. Don't ask anybody. Make them come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over and say, hey, you slowed down a little there. Is something wrong? No. How did you ever see Tony Oliva to run to first base after his
yeah,
eighth knee surgery?
He shouldn't have been playing. They should have got him out of there.
Yeah, they should have got him out of there.
He should have been resting. He'd still be playing today if they had rested him properly.
Right. Yeah, they should have rested him after he had his eighth knee surgery. Or limp the first.
I love your thing about it, because it's so true about how Rocco runs together. Like, if I pull up at all.
Yes. Whoosh.
But Rocco is out of that dugout.
Begging him to leave the field.
Please take it.
You don't have to stay. And Maeda apparently talked to me. They got something wrong with him, too.
Yeah, groin, right?
Groin.
I think he's got a groin problem.
And they had Alcala warming up in the fourth.
Yeah.
For no reason. Because Maeda right then was throwing. He never had velocity yesterday. But, you know, they had him warming up in the fourth. But Maeda wanted to get a win. So he talked him into staying out and goes out. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, they have no chance with him being rotten and Brios being mediocre. There's a million problems here. But you start the season saying, well, we got two starters.
Yes.
When Michael Pineda, God love him, is your ace. You ain't winning the pennant.
You know, no, you're going to be awful.
You're lucky to have
the worst team in baseball.
Yes. Yeah, Tigers are, it's a battle, but it's going to be a season-long battle, I think.
I went on Saturday, and Sano gets a ball up in the jet stream.
I heard you suggest that it was a win aided, and then I saw the next day Miguel say he knew it was gone.
Miguel, go back and watch it.
I saw it.
He puts the bat down, and he looks like, damn it, I just popped up.
Or not popped up, but he...
No, it looked like it was going to be warning track-ish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For him, that's a pop.
Yeah, yeah.
And the place went nuts, and you would have thought that they won a game to put him in first place.
Well, you know, it was a miracle. Sano hit a home run.
But there's Lords and then Target Field.
Yeah.
Miguel Sano.
I left early yesterday, which now I feel bad about. I left after 7. Because, you know, and I missed Sergio striking him out on apparently 3 of the sloppiest pitches ever. You know, just Sergio's sliders and Miguel whacking away as if he'd never seen one before from Sergio.
Yeah.
Sergio comes in, walks the first guy. You know who had no chance against Sergio? The kid, Larnick. He was so far out in front of that slop, he couldn't, you know, he just thought he was seeing a normal major league pitch instead of 74, you know, and he was out in front, but he hadn't done much for me so far.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know at this point, but I
thought he might do something.
It's awful.
Oh, God, it's awful.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, you're right. It is, and there's no, there's no obvious solution. Poor Derek Law, man. He might lead the league, and they called him up a week ago. He might lead the league in appearances.
Yeah.
We don't care how many runs it is. We just, by the way, did you see the Saints yesterday?
They blew eight.
They were ahead of 3-0 going into the ninth.
Give eight, right?
They brought in Ilan Gibault, and by the time it was over, it was 8-3. So I expect him to be called up
any day now.
He seems a candidate to be called up by these guys. God almighty.
Yeah, this is the Saints.
There's nothing.
It might not
worse.
Be good that they're in town as well, because then you realize the dearth of talent in AAA, too.
There's nothing worse
than
a bad early baseball season.
Nope.
It's because you look forward. I do, anyway. I look forward as something to do in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go write watch a game, write a column. Nobody will care. The only thing. People will get tired of bitching, and they won't care at all.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, they'll just bail.
Yeah, they're just, there's more hope. There is more hope at Target Center than there is at Target Field.
I don't think that the Twins are going to have to concern themselves with a next announcement about increasing attendance.
I don't even think they should bother.
They can just cap it at whatever. Ridicule.
Just say, if you want to show up, come on.
Yep.
Go ahead. But don't make a big deal out of it.
Yes.
Because if you make a big deal out of it, this is how we baseball score jokes world. As I said, I told you the other day, some guy says, send me all these numbers. They're not doing this and they're not doing that. And I said, I've used my powers of observation to detect three flaws. Pitching, hitting, and fielding. I don't need numbers. They can't field, they can't hit, they can't pitch. That's a bad formula, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Including Donaldson at third base.
What's that
all about?
You know, looking back at it, the decision to trade Escobar, disaster.
Uh-huh.
You see, knocked in seven on Saturday night.
Yeah,
he's been great. But if you got a pitching prospect that we haven't seen yet, there was no urgency to trade him. They should have. Well, we think we can get him back as a free agent. So you traded for what? We haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. It's 4 years later. If you keep him, you sign him. He's still your third baseman, and you don't give $92 million to a guy who's A, hurt, or B, really slowed down because he's used to be an excellent third baseman. And this year, we found out one thing. Miguel was better charging a ball than he is. He can't charge the ball, and then he kicks it once in a while. And
stares at his damn glove like it's, what's wrong with his glove?
Yeah.
It ain't the glove, Josh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, I thought, I saw flashes of him like in the spring and early. I said, this guy's a really good player, but he's not. He's not what he's 35.
Mm-hmm.
He's 35. They're old and slow.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, not athletic. And that goes back to.
Without the center field.
You know what? The A's in the field, Patrick, are marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chapman's a star at third base.
I told you, I used this 2 years ago. Rocco told me, best fielder he's ever seen at any position in the major leagues in his career.
Wow.
He's the best, he said defensive, I don't say that.
That's, right, but the fielder.
He's the best defensive player at his position of anyone he has ever seen. And I said, what? He said, no bleep. He said, he is so good. And then we saw it this weekend. But the other thing is, they hit smart. They don't hit dumb. They, Maeda couldn't throw anything past him. So Ollie was trying to trick them.
Yeah.
And in that fifth inning, they just stayed back and took the ball anywhere they wanted to. Okay, that one, he's going to hit it on the outside corner. I'll get a base hit here. He's going to do that. I'll hit it out in the corner. Okay, this one, he's going to try to, you know, he's going to try to change speeds. I'll hit it to left field. Yeah, I mean, they just move the ball around the park like magicians and, mm-hmm. you know, great hitters and, smart hitters. And we just got a bunch of dummies going up there and praying they hit a home run. So. It's
which is not a strategy.
Long summer. I'm going to have to find out. You know, back in the 80s, when they really went in the tank, and I was first starting off as a columnist, and you couldn't write about them in the summer because nobody gave a damn.
Mm-hmm.
And we had less options then than we do now. I went up to the Lumberjack days at Hayward, Wisconsin. I went up to croquet at Madden's. I'm going to have to start looking for the summer events again. I'm going to have to see if the croqueters are back in Brainerd because this ain't going to work. You know, how much longer you can go over there and write? Boy, they aren't very good.
Right, exactly. That's the problem. There's no other angle.
No, everything looks like we got too much. I mean, the hockey team might be playing for 2 months. Who knows? But right now it looks like we have too much, but about a month, we could have nothing because you got all these clowns and, you know, this, as you say, the Saints are, the cute little Saints are back is not there because they aren't the cute little Saints anymore. Right. All you do, as you say, all you do over there is go over there and say, people want to know, they got anybody? Anybody who can throw? And, you know, so.
And the answer is no.
No, it's gone from charming to ick, mm-hmm. you know. The only thing that got over now there now is the Coney Island place down there, down the street. That's all you.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, and the ballpark's still fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great little ballpark.
The ballpark's great.
And it'd be fun if the AAA team was good and gave you some hope, but if they're bad, then it's worse than the Twins.
People keep sending me tweets about how bad they are and how bad it could be. This doesn't take a lot of analysis. They aren't good. You know, they aren't good.
I don't think
we were wrong. We were all wrong.
I don't think people can comprehend that.
We were all wrong. Okay.
Yes.
Nelson Cruz is old.
Yes.
Sano is helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Polanco, okay. Andrelton Simmons will make some nice plays, but he's a goofball and he's going to get hurt and he's going to be goofy. Yeah. Donaldson cooked. We got guys playing left. Kyle Garlick is leading off playing left. 29-year-old Kyle Garlick, who's kicked around forever, he's playing left. Kepler's playing. Look at they stink. They stink.
Can't even keep Jake Cave healthy.
Yeah.
Rocco said to Jake, you're going on the 60-day DL.
Good old Jake says, good old Jake might have been looking around saying, ugh. My back hurts. Good for Jake. You know, this Pinder guy and Jake played youth baseball together in Virginia. Yeah.
Really?
Teammates, yeah. In like a 15-year-old league out there, some team out in Kadire country.
And now we got the White Sox coming to town, so that could be three more long days.
It's not, Whiteys are they're fairly good, but boy, this, I thought about 2 weeks ago, you said, this division's better. But then Kansas City lost 12 in a row. And
they're still in third place.
Yes, that's in Detroit.
That's a remarkable
thing. And Detroit's
thing.
As bad as they've been. And Cleveland's half as good as they used to be. But they still pitch. So they got half the lineup they had 2 years ago, and they can still beat you. So, I know. It's not good. Not good, to say the least. And our soccer team, they were supposed to celebrate the fact that they won twice in a row, 1-0 at home. Come on. Is this all we got? Yeah. One stinking, bleeping goal?
It's soccer. It's the equivalent of five goals in hockey. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
No, hell it is.
You know what?
Not playoff hockey.
You know what? As long as we got Heath, I'm happy. Because at any moment,
he's going to explode.
Meltdown is possible. You know
We need those
With Burnsy dead, we need a coach who could melt down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Burnsy should have been a hockey coach.
Oh, he'd been great.
Because hockey coaches, even today, can still get away with bad-mouthing their team. They're really the...
The only ones
some
left.
Some football coaches, but in the pro, football coaches don't do it like they used to.
No. But Zim comes as close as possible now, and he tries to clean it up.
I think the only thing we can dream of anymore for a crazy coach is to Zim have a bad kicker. If you're a Viking fan,
that's your goal.
You have to be praying that Zim has a bad kicker because there's nothing more fun than Zim with a bad kicker.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It's the greatest ever.
Who is our kicker, by the way?
Oh, some guy they signed off the street.
I mean, they don't have a kicker, right? I mean, they don't have a don't have an established.
No, they signed a guy
that's
been around with a couple teams.
But
he's not
a regular for 2 years.
Correct. Yes, correct.
So is that their new strategy?
And then they're going to sign another kicker supposedly to challenge this guy and then have a competition because now they regret not having competitions.
You know what they should do?
They might screw it up, which will be delicious.
They should go hit the guy that they should go sign the guy that hit the goalpost for the Bears and
he's in Cleveland now.
That basically
Cody Parkey.
That basically ruined LaFleur's career because he got so paranoid. Got so paranoid about the guy. Well, the guy got on
Nagy's career.
Nagy, LaFleur. Yeah, Nagy. LaFleur's
career might be ruined as well. Don't worry about that one, Aaron. I'll make sure of that.
You know, everybody's trying to figure out why he wants to play here. He's got a young girlfriend. Same reason as everybody. He's finally got his young girlfriend, 24 years old or whatever she is. Traded in Danica. Traded in Olivia. He's got a young girlfriend.
She's got a new boyfriend now.
Who?
She's dating actor, right?
I know. But what I'm saying is the same thing. It's not because, he's upset that they drafted a quarterback and didn't get him help. B, he's upset they kicked a field goal with a dumb decision. But he's got a young girlfriend That's it.
This is Patrick Gracie with the Canopy Group. What does dedication, perseverance, resilience, and accomplishment best describe today? The Canopy Group believes it's the graduating classes of 2021. What we are most proud of for these graduates is their ability to overcome challenges in their pursuit of future opportunities. True to their perseverance and resiliency, these students are finding new ways to celebrate their milestones and their success on this journey. It puts a smile on all of our faces as we drive through communities and see dozens and thousands and hundreds of yard signs. It is amazing that what these graduating students have gone through, and they deserve the spotlight, for they are Minnesota's future. Please join the Canopy Group in honoring your friends, relatives, and neighbors who represent the graduating classes of 2021.
He wants to go to California.
Well, then they should have gone to the Rams. They should have instead of Stafford going to the Rams.
Yeah,
that would have helped him out.
I wonder if the Rams wanted to pay the price. Did we even know?
I think the Rams did call the Packers about him.
You know what? The Packers ignored the opportunities to make a good trade for him, and now they're out of luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said he's wavered a little. Has he? I haven't seen
Some of his former teammates now have said that they've talked to him and that he might go back, but I'm not convinced he will.
You want him to go back, though, and if you're 2-3 and he gets banged up and he said, to hell with it, let somebody else play, you know? I think he deserves, if he wants to leave, he deserves to leave. What he's done for that franchise, he deserves to.
I think he genuinely doesn't like Goody.
Any other sport, a guy's someplace 15 years and he's excellent and says, you know, I'd like to leave. We all say, well, good. It's a big, in the NFL, he's a traitor and a coward and all these things because we're all nuts when it comes to.
It's because the owners screw every player over as much as they can.
Yeah, and
then we think they should be loyal.
The fans are in favor of it. Yes, the fans.
You know the great thing about Burnsy's rant to you? He MF'd the fans.
Yes.
It wasn't the players.
No.
It wasn't even the team.
Yeah.
He went really full Lee Elia.
Yes, he did.
On the fans.
Yes.
Zim wouldn't get out of the press conference room in 2021 before he got fired for that.
Not him. What now? We got to kiss up to the... We got to kiss up to the fans. And we have to tell them how great it is to have them back, too.
Oh.
The links were telling us how great it is to play in front of fans, you know. Okay.
Two great WNBA minds.
I got a
Friday night sitting side by side.
Yes, you and I.
Zolga and Royce.
And I had my, you know, I had to, what time we started late, 8-something. So I had
just after 8.
I had half of my column written on when Maya Moore plays, they win, and when she doesn't, they don't. Or haven't won. I mean, they won. I got a young lady who's apparently writes about the Lynx to some.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeted out that she could not understand when there's so many fine players to write about that someone would want to write about Maya Moore. And he said, why would someone write about Maya? Same reason. My response was, same reason as always. I wanted to. you know, what the hell? You know, well, I don't care that you don't like it. What do I care?
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and it was one, completely fair, and yes. two, here's the thing. If you want to be treated big league, you can't complain when you get treated big league.
Yeah.
So if you're going to point out that, you know, the Michael Jordan of the Lynx would be nice to have back, or yeah. you can't come back and say, write a feel-good column.
Well, plus the other thing is, am I going to go and break down the new additions
right.
to the Lynx? I don't know who the hell they are. You know, I don't.
That's for Kent to do.
I don't watch the WNBA.
Big Happy can do that.
If our Lynx are fighting for the world championship, I watch, but I don't go.
How about the ref breathing into the whistle but not blowing it and stopping the clock?
I thought it was just a little sensor that maybe Buck Rogers type goes up off the off the ceiling Buck and Rogers. Stops the clock, you know. Buck Rogers, that's what our old guys say.
Yeah.
I thought it was like space age technology. Well, I tried to call Curry, the ref, that night and say, what the hell's going on here? They wear a pack and the wire runs up their shirt.
Yeah.
And it's on the thing you wear around your neck.
The cord?
What do they call those things? The lanyard.
Okay.
It's the lanyard's involved, and it can, there's a sensor up in there that can detect the breath or something.
Yeah, to blow the whistle.
Yeah, to blow the deuce that when someone blows the whistle, is that really necessary?
I had no idea it was that complex.
Why can't you just say... We were blaming poor Donnie Stoner.
Well, can't the guy at the scores table just stop the clock when the whistle blows?
Yes, that we did it for years, but this has been going on for over 20 years. Curry told me, and he said that the problem is the technology hasn't changed. He said it's, you know what it is? It's like opening a milk cart. The technology, you know, we put a man on the moon, right?
Yep.
But if you get a small milk carton,
yep. you still can't get it open.
You still need a hatchet to get into the damn thing, right?
I don't drink milk, but I know exactly what you're talking about from my youth.
We put a man on the moon,
and then it gets stuck.
Then you end up with a big gap about that size.
And it pours out.
And then you try to drink it, and you get half of it on your shirt.
Yep.
That's apparently the same
thing.
That's the whistle problem. Yes. No improvement for 20 years.
Damnedest thing I've ever seen. That clock just stood there at 6.8 seconds.
You noticed
the Mercury.
It. I did. I was looking to see what was happening.
I'm watching the team, or Phoenix go down the court, and I'm looking up at the clock at 6.8. I'm like, okay.
Are you going to get a few more of these assignments from the St. Paul paper?
I don't know.
Expand your knowledge?
I enjoyed it.
Sure, why not?
It was a fun game.
What the hell? Yeah, it was good. Although
With a gift for an...
Yes,
ending,
yes.
Because until then, I'm like, what the hell am I going to write about? And then I saw that, and I said, now I know.
Now, I will say the
and
first...
Sure gives
I still, I will say the first half, our gals were a little fortunate to get out of there down 9, because that was one of the great...
Well, Taurasi wasn't that good.
No, not anymore, but they were... That was one of the great bricklaying performances I'd ever seen. Then they came out and made a bunch of threes in the third quarter, but they were 10 for 37 at the half.
I will give Cheryl credit. She'll give you a quote.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of coaches wouldn't have given you a good quote off that.
I thought she'd be really outraged, but she was not as fired up as you. I was there the night that she decided they got robbed out of the title by the referees.
Yep.
Because what was that? Didn't call something.
They were what did Phil say? He was there because that was against the Sparks.
They spent all their time.
I thought it had to do with a replay that they didn't give.
Yeah, she spent all her time. To me, it was ridiculous. She spent all her time. You're playing in the championship series of the two glamour franchises in the league at that moment, and you basically say we're a Mickey Mouse league. Yeah, I don't think that's the message.
She didn't do that on Friday.
No, she didn't. She was, but she did say.
But she said they were guessing.
If this had been the NBA, they would have gotten it right.
Yeah, which is probably true.
Yeah,
they probably wouldn't have stopped the clock by accident.
No, you gotta worry not to. They won't identify. They won't tell it. They know who did it, but they won't tell.
What the hell's the deal with the land? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I still don't figure it out. I mean, I don't know how a garage door opened. So what the hell? I'm not.
I lift it up at my house.
Oh, you don't have the.
That's how it opens. I broke it. It won't get fixed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you could. You get a little time off. You could fix it.
Oh, yourself. I got one for you. Last
fix
week.
It yourself.
Last week.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
My lawnmower.
Yeah.
You'll love this one.
Took it in and didn't know there was oil. Huh?
Oil. I didn't know there was oil involved, and it was fried.
Now, so what are you going to do? Push mower or hire somebody?
No. Wife went to Home Depot, I believe.
Got a cheap
yesterday.
One. Electric?
Picked up a new one.
Electric?
No, because you got to charge. I don't want to do all that charging stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just pour some gas in it. I'll just know now that there's an oil component.
I bought 3 and 5 years. at one point when we,
feel better
we said the hell with it. 3 and 5 years. Basically bought new ones. Twice, because the old one wouldn't start.
Yep.
You just go and say, I can't start it. Katie, can you start it? No.
Time to buy a new lawnmower.
And one of them is, I think, Ryan, my stepson, is using one of them. Rookie's son, I gave one to Rookie for his
got it started?
Oh, yeah. He said they changed the oil and changed the spark plug.
See, they changed those things. I didn't know you needed to.
Well, they don't get used enough that they should... I don't know. I guess spending the winter outside, you can't bring them in the house. The oil probably gets a
little. Mine just sat in the garage, yeah. It lasts for 5 years.
The oil might get a little coagulated in the
Here's my problem.
Winter.
To this day, I still don't know where the oil was supposed to go.
Oh, I don't know that either. I'm not bragging about that.
I need to get a kid to pay to mow my lawn. Although Don suggested to mow our small lawn. $30? I said, I ain't paying $30 for this lawn.
Oh, it'll be $30, yeah. $30 a good
for that little lawn?
If you get the kid, you might get him for 20.
20 I'd do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
20
I
I'd do.
I mean, I'd use it.
30 feels like gouging.
I mean, we're into about year 12 or 13. Katie used to say she liked to mow the lawn, and I used to give her 3 a year, and I counted them. I'll mow 3 times a year. That's it. You know, 3 times. Nope. And we get in August and she'd say, hey, I don't. Nope. My 3 are out. Sorry. You're on
your own. You were the hat trick of lawn mowing.
You're on your own.
You're the hat trick. That was it.
That's true.
All right.
All right. Go wild. Hey, hey. Come on. We're excited.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy, Josh, will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.